Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Long before it became a bustling hub of dining and nightlife, Pittsburgh's Southside neighborhood thrived as the center of the nation's glass production and as the home of J&L Steel Company. Following the French and Indian War in 1763, the land along the south bank of the Monongahela River was divided into four South Pittsburgh, Birmingham, East Birmingham, and Ormsby, later annexed into the city of Pittsburgh in 1872. The proximity of the south side to navigable waterways, abundant coal, and riverbed sand created perfect conditions for glass production. Two business-savvy glass industry pioneers, General James O'Hara and Major Isaac Craig, recognized these advantages and opened one of the first glass factories west of the Allegheny Mountains in 1797. By the 1880s, Pittsburgh produced 30% of the nation's glass, with more than 75 glass factories operating in the region. While the glass industry thrived, the neighborhood also served as home to the Jones and Laughlin Steel Corporation, J&L, which in 1853 began operations as the American Iron Works in East Birmingham. By the start of World War II, J&L was the fourth largest steel producer in the world, cranking out more than 4.8 million tons of steel a year and employing 45,000 workers. The closure of J&L and the decline of the steel industry brought hard times to the South Side in the 1970s. But with help from residents, business owners, and Pittsburgh's Urban Redevelopment Authority, the neighborhood enjoyed a renaissance during the 1990s. Today, the South Side is home to the city's last two remaining inclines, the Monongahela and the Duquesne, and is one of Pittsburgh's most lively areas, with restaurants, pubs, and shops lining East Carson Street. And in 2002, the former J&L steel mill was transformed into the popular South Side Works Shopping and Entertainment Complex.